Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Thursday, January 21st, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. This hit of reality is long overdue. While the rest of the country waited for Joe Biden to be inaugurated, believers in the QAnon conspiracy theory thought they were about to see mass arrests of Biden and other so-called deep state Democrats, followed by the restoration of the Trump presidency. But that did not happen. As Biden was sworn in, Donald Trump really did appear to have left office, rather than springing the trap as conspiracy theorists had hoped. Adding to their astonishment, the tens of thousands of National Guard soldiers QAnon believers thought would help Trump retake Washington instead appeared to be there to guard the nation from the same crazed QAnon believers who had attacked the Capitol 2 weeks before. One QAnon fan watching Biden take the oath of office wrote on a chat forum that they were about to puke. QAnon channels filled up with GIFs of far-right mascot Pepe the Frog crying, as believers claimed they had been duped. One commenter complained, quote, "Trump fooled us." Another mentioned how their family thought they were crazy, and one said how stupid they felt. These folks are definitely having their little QAnon balls busted. President Biden has taken the concept of ethics to a whole other level. He has vowed to fire any staff caught being disrespectful to others. At a virtual swearing-in ceremony for new senior administration officials on Wednesday, Biden appeared to reference the Trump administration's love of discord, telling staffers that decency should be a priority, and quote, "That's been missing in a big way the last 4 years. Biden told his top officials that if they, quote, "talk down to someone," then he will not hesitate to fire them on the spot. The president also showed the difference between him and Donald Trump by urging his appointees to tell him when they think he's making a mistake and how to correct it. Donald Trump is already plotting a possible return to Washington. Once he was sent to his new home base in Mar-a-Lago after leaving the White House, the former twice-impeached president began making phone calls to ask questions about a potential Senate impeachment trial. He was curious if some Republican lawmakers will vote to bar him from ever again holding the office of the presidency. Trump also inquired about what lawyers would be good to place on a potential legal team to fight back in a Senate proceeding. I guess Rudy Giuliani is not making a comeback. In his final days in office, Trump had assured confidants that he was still weighing making another run for the White House, provided he is not blocked from doing so. Speaking about Republican voters, he said, quote, "They still love me." A man accused of bringing firearms and participating in the Capitol insurrection, then later bragging about it on social media, has been arrested. Samuel Fisher is a New York City pickup artist who also goes by the name Brad Holiday. The 35-year-old was arrested Wednesday on several charges, including disorderly conduct on restricted grounds and unlawful entry. According to the New York Daily News, Fisher was taken into custody on the Upper East Side and had with him an arsenal of ammunition, tactical gear, 2 machetes, an American flag, and at least 1 shotgun. The day after the attack on the Capitol, Fisher went on Facebook to boast about his role in the insurrection, describing it as awesome, dangerous, violent, and, quote, "the coolest thing he's ever seen in his life." A board member of an Iowa pork processing company donated $25,000 to the state's governor in December. Then, during the state's first round of pandemic aid for pork farmers, the plant received 6 times more money than any other company. Marianne Christensen, a member of the board of Christensen Farms and of the company's founding family, made the gift to Republican Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds last month. The company then received nearly $2 million from the state's reimbursement program. The payout made up a massive 72% of the first round of funds from the initiative. Tiger King star Joe Exotic lashed out at Donald Trump over the outgoing president's decision not to pardon him. The Netflix star, who is currently serving a 22-year sentence for conspiring to murder his rival, had hired a stretch pickup truck limousine to carry him away from the Fort Worth, Texas prison. Trump said in April that he would look into a pardon for Exotic, but never committed himself to it. On his final day in office, Trump issued 143 commutations. In response, Exotic released a statement saying that he was, quote, too innocent and too gay to deserve a pardon from Trump. What? Then he complained that the ex-president's, quote, corrupt friends got all the pardons. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.